moving away from covering those aspects in detail, so that the minister sees his office, and they are moving towards covering mainly the core, but that information is in the annual report. The only area that we took from the administration component are the IT aspect, because that is cross-cutting, and secondly the finance that we are going to present in session to the annual report. We don't have a
through inspections and enforcement of labor legislation and educate and advise social partners on labor market policies. This is mainly done through our inspection facility and density with your cases and advocacy sessions. In this instance, we will have our lead country in that regard. And then the second element of focus is to realize research work by regulating non-employment and employment conditions through inspections and enforcement in order to achieve compliance with labor legislation. And I think the key focus here is on research work. And also to take cognizance of the fact that our work is about to, particularly because issues of occupational health and safety, it's about to be safe for both employees and people that will go on into those places to access services. And then the next slide will then talk to program three, that talks to public and private services. And in this regard, the focus is on providing assistance to companies and workers to adjust to changing labor market conditions and to regulate private employment agencies. And the labor market in this regard is mainly focusing on the supply and demand of labor. So any conditions that change, we are assisting them. And then we have program four, which is labor policy and industrial relations. Now, this program focuses on facilitating the establishment of an equitable and sound labor relations environment and the promotion of South Africa's interest in the international labor market arena through research, through analyzing and evaluating labor policy and providing statistical data on the labor market. This also includes providing support to the institutions that promote social dialogue. And such an institution is an entity that we can hear on one of those key networks in the interest of promotion of social dialogue. Now, program four interacts very closely with such entities. And then I'll zoom in on program two in terms of the achievement. And like the SQC has alluded to, we've taken a selection of indicators and different the performance thereof. Now the first thing that I'm going to focus on the promotion of equity in the labor market. In this regard, we went out to do 435 inspections and we reviewed those against the expected target of 340. And the reason that the target went up is that there were additional companies that were added to the original target, necessitated by the increased request by the DG review. And it also presented every challenge because we had to make sure that the added demand is then catered for. And the proposed action we then say we should focus to substantiate compliance rather than just a procedural compliance in order to increase our footprint and also to meet the demand of an amended CPA. And the table underneath is just a breakdown in terms of the contribution by various provinces as far as the issues of promoting employment equity concerns. The next thing we'll then talk to the protection of vulnerable workers, which is at the core, one of the core things that we do. We inspected close to 130,000 workplaces against a target of 90,000. And you'll notice that the target also increased here. And the issues were the high demand, the increased request for inspection, resulting in the branch conducting more than what we originally bargained for. And the nature of our inspections is that we also have reactive ones. The instances will have watchings or people complaining. And sometimes those complaints will trigger inspections, but then we'll go out and conduct those. And what is the challenge? And then another thing, I'm going to be focusing on problematic sectors. Inherently, these type of sectors are the ones that present the highest levels of complaints as well as disputes. Then you get justified them as problematic sectors, and you focus on them. And in this regard, the presentation really is looking at the enforcement mechanisms that you could put in. You notice that a total of 25,789 notices against the target of 31,703 was issued, which is 82% of the target, and 295 cases were referred to the court. The table below is giving the setup breakdown. In terms of challenges that we experienced, there was a delay of serving enforcement notices, resulting in achieving 82% instead of the 100%. And in other instances, it was the non-availability of employers to accept the notices when we do serve. And then going forward, to improve the enforcement in respect of non-compliance. The next thing we'll talk to the protection of vulnerable workers. And in this instance, we're saying 66%, that is 66,000 of 100,000, that's over 100,000 complaints were resolved within 14 days of Brexit at registration services. Now, in this case, we're talking about those complaints that go through our registration desk. The target that we set ourselves is 75%, and then we're able to achieve 6% thereof. And the challenge in this regard is the lack of relevant capacity by client services officers. These are the officials that deal directly with complaints as they come through our registration desk. In that regard, we underwent the process of training CSOs to make sure that we mitigate against the incapacity of some instances to deal with the complaints that they come through. And the tables there are that is a breakdown of what the provinces have achieved. And then in terms of strengthening social protection, 35,174 were audited against a target of 69,700. 74% complied, while 36% did not comply. And on hindsight, notice that the target that we set was too high. There's just the resources at hand in the department, particularly around OHS. Not least in specialized skills. And going forward, additional capacity is going to be added, as well as revising the targets so that they're in line with the resources that we have. Because it really makes sense to set targets that you won't be able to achieve, and therefore a resource analysis is also necessary. And in that regard, we revise our targets in line with the resources that are at hand. And just in summary, Chairperson, the measure of an inspector's effectiveness is the ability to use the legal instruments provided for in the law. We're saying that a total of around 26,000 notices against the targets of 31,700 were issued, and 295 cases were referred to the court. The very low number of compliance orders issued due to high rates of which other cases have been honored by the employers. 97% of the cases referred to the labor court were ruled in favor of the department's labor. And only 3% were not ruled in favor against us due to defective compliance orders or not observing the separation of duties as per the delegation. So then we take care of program 2. As far as program 3 is concerned, all contributions to employment creation, we say 84% of the work on the employment services bill was completed. The Labour Portfolio Committee concluded deliberations on the bill. The National Assembly subsequently referred the bill to the National Council of Provinces for endorsement. The bill was assented to law by the President on March 16th. The draft regulations and guidelines are being developed. And the challenges that we face in this regard is that the draft regulations were developed could not be published before the Employment Services Act was promulgated and before the Employment Services Board was established. The remedial actions going forward is that the Employment Services Bill had to be processed through the approval by the President. And I can also add that we are at an advanced stage of appointing the ES Board. A total number of 58 major campaigns were conducted and 801 local advocacy campaigns were conducted. Now, major campaigns are those that are both nationally and provincially driven, and local ones will be mostly driven at a provincial and regional level. At the next table, as far as the registration of voting cards on the ESRA system is concerned, we say we will register 618,092 voting cards on the system during the financial year. We had set ourselves a target of 500,000, and that was exceeded. And Chairperson, is evidence of the number of voting cards out there that are in demand of our service. And of those that were registered, we had people that registered were self-registrations online, and those were around just 10,863. And then the next issue that I'm going to be talking about is on the presence counseling. One of the services that we do is to provide counseling to voting cards that register on our system. We're therefore able to provide the type of counseling to 41%, which is double over 250,000 of voting cards. And I need to point out that some of the challenges that we face in this regard, that we are severely understaffed when it comes to the people that deal with counseling. We've got 126 legal centers, and ideally each legal center should have at least one career counselor. But what we see is that we have 96 for the 126. So there are legal centers that are running without a career counselor. And one of the remedial actions was to request additional funding so that we are able to close the gap where we've got those type of needs. And failing which, I need to add that we might have to revise the target somewhat in line with the capacity that we have at hand. And then the next slide, 17, is going to talk to the number of voting cards that were placed in registered employment opportunities. And Chairperson, our target is very modest. We have set ourselves a target of 90,000 in terms of placing voting cards. And of that, we were able to place 15,570. And the reason we're not able to fill or to place voting cards in all of these vacancies is that invariably you'll pick up that when some of the employment opportunities are registered, there's not always an available skill that is going to match that opportunity. So we picked up skills mismatches between the registered voting cards and the research opportunities. Going forward, we need to intensify the collaboration with other stakeholders. number of work seekers that were referred to register service opportunities in provinces against the target of 76,000. We had a total of 98,000 people that were referred to register employment opportunities. Now these are better. So we had targeted ourselves that we would have referred 76,000, then we referred 98,000, especially those 99,000. The next slide talks to the number of work seekers that get referred to other services. We refer work seekers to counseling, we refer work seekers to UI in other instances, we refer work seekers to CS in other instances. And we refer a total of 448,000 work seekers to those different, in other instances we refer them to training opportunities. Against the target of 120,000. And then as far as employers registering vacancies on EFSA is concerned, we're saying a total of 2,427 vacancies were registered on EFSA. We have set above the target of 1,000. For employers, sorry. And then when it comes to private employment agencies, we have set ourselves the target of registering 500. We were able to achieve 309. The challenge in that regard is not compliance by private employment agencies and temporary employment agencies due to the absence of a regulatory framework. And this is where we are finalizing the employment services regulation to facilitate to accessing facilitation registration of private employment agencies and temporary employment agencies. And when it comes to slide number 22, we're saying a total number of 193 migrant work permit applications were received, and 86% were processed within 30 days, and 40% finalized. Those that were unable to complete because when we received them, the applications themselves were incomplete. And the saying going forward, no incomplete applications will be included in our reporting because an incomplete application is incomplete. And then PEP also gets into a memorandum of understanding with number one, COIDA, in terms of facilitating the payment of injury on duty of public service. So you see that the first part of the memorandum of understanding, whether an amount of close to 7 million, talking about the transfer amount that ordinarily would have been transferred to CF4. Facilitating claims of public servants that get injured. The second part that talks to the 87 million, that is money that gets transferred to shelter employment factory from public employment service branch. And then the 40 million talks to money that gets transferred to Productivity South Africa. And the last amount is talking to money that gets processed through claims you agent. There are focus on labor force, I mean program force, labor quality and industrial relations. On employment equity, we say as one of our main achievements, the Employment Equity Amendment Act 2013 was accepted into law on the 14th of January 2014. There were delays in the filing of the Employment Equity Amendment Act into law. That was a challenge. Then we finalized the deliberations on the Employment Equity Regulation to ensure promulgation. experienced some delays, and this was due to sourcing of public comments and commencement of NEDLAC as a result of the delay in the signing of the Employment Equity Amendment Extension. And as a remedial action and active participation by the department at the NEDLAC level to finalize the declaration, and subsequently then to publish the regulation in conjunction. The next issue, employment equity reports were developed by March 2014. The challenge that we experienced here is that the EE system in relation to the statistical report required for data analysis for the annual report. In this opening remarks, the SMDG did speak about some of the challenges that we have around IT. And going forward, the department of IT expertise, especially for systems developers. And I'm also saying that as an achievement, we're able to have 30 income differential assets to determine the race and gender differences in the salary. As far as employment standards are concerned, the hospitality sectoral discrimination was reviewed and published. So was the taxi sectoral discrimination. The new sectoral discrimination under investigation is that of the federal undertaking sector was completed and the report was complied. The challenge that we had in this regard was that the promulgation was delayed due to the employment commission requesting further information on the sector. The department will engage parties in the sector to provide more information. We also had one child labor program of actions implemented in line with the five-year plan on September 2016. On the international relations front, we finalized the renewal of signed and memorandum of understanding with respect to China and Namibia. Algeria is still outstanding and due to lack of commitment from the Algerian counterparts concerned to confirm dates of signing. And say that there is a remedial action to raise the issue with Algeria through diplomatic channel. And then another achievement is that South Africa's position on issues for discussion in the SADC and the African Union Labour and Social Affairs Committee were developed and reports were produced. Also produced briefing notes on issues for discussion at the G20 meeting. Also developed briefing documents for ALEC Governing Council, that is the African Regional Labour Council. We also had five ILO conventions submitted. And then we successfully participated on the South African Tripartite Delegation in the 102nd session of the ILO conference. The challenge that we have in this relationship is that sometimes we have been shown by social partners in Geneva, which has got cost implications for this. And going forward, the minister endorsed that the department should pay back money for social partners in terms of accommodation, subsistence allowance in this regard. On collective bargaining, the Labour Relations Act amendments were passed by the National Assembly. Challenges that we had in this regard was the timely implementation of LRA amendments, the promulgation of LRA amendments targeted for 1st January 2015, and then the Minister's support for awareness raising around Amendment 1 promulgated. And the 17 collective agreements extended within 60 days. This collective agreement covers over a million employees. And the one legal challenge is to extension of collective agreements. And going forward, we saw support to centralize collective bargaining at any stage in the and 146 applications for registration by labor organizations were processed. And then the challenge of that, we had to ensure that all applications were processed within 90 days. And going forward, monitoring of processes of labor organization applications is that. As far as the labor market information system is concerned, we've got four annual labor market trends reports that were produced. These include the industrial action report, the annual labor market bulletin, the annual administrative statistics and job opportunity report, as well as the unemployment in the South African labor market. Those are the reports that were produced. Field work on the client satisfaction survey 2014 conducted and finalized by the end of September 2014. These are surveys that are just aimed at testing the level of satisfaction as far as our clients are concerned. We also had two briefing reports submitted to the minister on labor force survey and unemployment insurance data analysis for the period that I mentioned there. Another research policy and planning. We've got three research studies. Number one is effectiveness of bargaining council's exemption process. Then the reduction of working hours to a 40-hour week. And then lastly, assessing public knowledge levels about the services of the Department of Labor. These studies are underway. Some have been completed and there have been different stages of advancement. And the challenges is the issue of data collection on this research study, especially on those involving bargaining councils. And then the proposed intervention is saying that all stakeholders identified as research respondents should be encouraged by the senior ministers to respond to questionnaires and they should be incentivized in work possible. Okay. And then lastly, Chairperson, just issues around ICT achievement. Okay. And then I'll just hand over to the exhibition. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. I'm going to cover the third part of the administration and we will also then present the second part, which is the finance. We just listed two areas. The reason why we listed the ICT, this is a matter that is cross-cutting. transparent.